The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, September the 13th. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, welcome to day three of America Under Attack. That's right. September 11th, we were attacked again. This time, it was in smaller numbers, but they killed the U.S. ambassador. They attacked American soil. We're going to talk about that today, along with priorities and the way people display their priorities here in town and in newspapers. But first, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Bad Bob, you're looking svelte today.
Svelte.
Yeah.
Let me go look that up.
Okay. Look it up. Must be the black. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight and has a big show planned up. So, our Thursday queen, the princess of Thursdays, Trish Clark.
Good morning. Carl and I were having such a good discussion before we went on the air this morning, and you need to be prepared. We are wired.
We're wired because there's certain things that are happening in our world
that are just wrong.
That are wrong. They're wrong. And we're going to talk about that after we get, after get rolling here. We've got our real good friends down at Wells Fargo Advisors getting ready to tell us what's going on. Josh Wiley, Wells Fargo Advisors, what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Stocks are searching for direction this morning. Investors remain hopeful that the central bank will deliver a new round of stimulus measures. Currently, the Dow's up 13 points at 13,347, while the Nasdaq's up 6 at 3,120, and the S&P 500 is up a fraction of a point at 1,437. Oil's up $1.40 this morning at $98.41 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.89%. Gold's up $2.30 at $1,736, while silver is down a quarter at $33.04 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America is down 9 pennies at $8.88. Home Depot is down 23 cents at $56.83, while Procter & Gamble is down a nickel at $68.05. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, can I put you on the spot just for a second?
Sure.
What was the price of oil?
Oil was at $98.41.
Okay, that's what I thought. And it's going back up again, of course, due to what's happening in Libya and Egypt. So,
of course.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure about that. We were questioning that back and forth, but I knew you had the answer because you're a Wells Fargo advisor.
Well, and yeah, common sense, it's going up, right?
Yeah, it's going to go up. We're at the highest for gas than we've been in ever, I think. Anyway, okay,
hey, right.
Josh, thank you so much. Okay, now, Josh and the Wells Fargo advisors down on Park Marina Drive, they've got the information just like I asked right there. You know, he had it at his fingertips. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and go see Josh and Kathy and Susan and Chris. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Trish and I are getting ready to launch as soon as we get back here on what's going on in America. And I'm just going to let Trish go first because it's being the polite thing to do. All right, we'll be right back. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place, or call 241-5262.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott and Chris Clark here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. Great Americans, done a lot for our community. Espresso Joe's, best coffee in the whole area at the best prices. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Meet or beat any tobacco price in this town. They've been in business for over 30 years in support of our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Trish.
As an American citizen living in this United States and once again reliving September 9th, 11th, every year we do this and we remember this horrible attack. We are attacked again on the very same day. On our soil, in Libya, our ambassador, people killed, American citizens killed. And our administration, our president, apologizes? I can't read the paper. I can't watch the news. I'm embarrassed to say I'm an American citizen with this guy being our president out there apologizing for our citizens getting killed. We should have gone over there and bombed them. I'm just done. I can't listen to him anymore. I can't read the paper. And when I get somebody in my face that says, we just need to give him a chance. He's really had some problems, and I think I'm going to vote for him again. I just want to slap him.
Trish Clark, she has been detained for slapping people because they're going to vote for Obama.
I don't know what else to do to them. Well, how can they be so completely... non-listening, not absorbing, this guy is, we say this country is in trouble. I think it's been planned. I think that this is exactly where we're headed because that's his plan. Why can't anybody see that?
To pull down the United States of America? Do you believe that?
I absolutely believe, socialist country, he hates this country. Read his book. He says, we're too privileged. We're not any better than anybody else. We need to be brought down to size.
Well, you know, I don't.
Well, on his way to do it.
I don't know if he's got a plan to tear America down. I mean, I don't. But I look at what's going on. I look at what's going on right now. 15%. Our poverty rate is the highest it's ever been. It's been like that for 2 years. Nothing has happened. The median income of the average American has dropped $4,000 in a year.
The people unemployed in this United States is 16%, not 9%.
No, that's true. Anybody will tell you that. That's
I mean,
you know,
read the numbers. You say did you see the Abbott and Costello thing that's out? Who's on first?
Yeah. Okay, but here's the other thing, too. We're getting ready to talking about sequestration here, where 11% more is taken out of across the board there, but out of the defense budget, which has already taken $500 billion out. So here's what's going to happen. We've got an attack on American soil in Libya and in Egypt because a consulate and an embassy is American soil. Do you remember Carter and what happened to him when the Iranians went in and took our embassy and what he did? We didn't go to the Olympics that year. Well, we're on the verge of having something like that because nothing's been done. Nothing strong. Has anything been said to the Egyptian government, who, by the way, is out there? They knew this stuff's going on. Did they do anything to the point of saying, hey, you know what? There's $1.5 billion we give you. We're not going to pay you for this 3 months until you push all those people back away, and we know for sure. Libya.
What didn't they understand about this government they were helping get into control over there?
The Arab Spring is becoming the American winter. Thank you, President Obama. But here's the other thing, too, is we're in the middle of, like I said, sequestration. Come January 1st, 10 or 11%, up even higher than that, 11% is taken out of the Department of Defense budget. We have the smallest Navy since World War I. We will have the smallest Air Force ever. We're having dumping literally thousands, tens of thousands of Marines and soldiers out of the service. We have no manned aircraft programs, you know, for the future going. Our equipment has been at war for over 10 years. The only thing he's accomplished is to do away with don't ask, don't tell. And now we're getting ready to cut back on, when we cut back on the Department of Defense budget, millions of jobs. No, let's not say thousands. Millions of jobs, according to their own people, could be lost because the defense contractors start shutting down. No planes, no tanks, no equipment, no research. All that could be cut back. And
good
what
paying
do you think?
Jobs.
These are good paying jobs. That's right. These aren't the $8 on the minimum wage.
These are the independent private jobs that make America
sequestration,
work.
Sequestration, and he hasn't addressed it yet. He was supposed to last Friday. That's gone by. He still hasn't addressed it yet. And let's go take one more step on this. As this happened in Tripoli, this happened in Egypt, in Libya, when it happened, our own president has not attended his own intelligence briefs most of the time.
He reads a paper in the morning that they hand to him after they've
all
discussed it.
His own people have said that. We talked about this yesterday. You need to hear the briefings because he has so much input from different sources. They could say something that triggers something in his mind that he's heard, and I've seen this countless times where the general listened to it. Well, wait a minute. I want you to go back. I want to listen about this again because I know this is – because he's talked to somebody. If you're not there, you can't do this. A weakness, a man that doesn't understand how this works. And it's been 4 years, my friends.
He doesn't attend any of those important meetings that have anything to do with this country.
And you know what?
Besides, now I'm going to go to another.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, go on. Record Searchlight. You know what? Love the Record Searchlight. You know, I like the Record Searchlight. I like Silas. I like Bruce. But my God, guys, we've got so much news, and you lead it off with U.S. sends in Marines after Libya attack. Okay, here's the other thing about that, this last thing on this. They have warships moving there. They've got Marines moving. You know, at the same time, we're trying to cut the Department of Defense. We've got Marines and sailors deploying on mothballed ships. Yes. Because they don't have enough ships out there, so they're bringing them out of the mothball fleet to put our people on to get them places. Thank you, Mr. Obama. Anyway, what's more important than U.S. sends in Marines after Libya attack? What's more important than Brown signs pension reform into law? What's more important than poverty rate?
LaMalfa had made a mistake
Tied to cancer, taking it back. Oh, LaMalfa made a mistake.
Darn, and it even got an editorial.
Yeah, front page news and an editorial. Oh, come on, guys. Really? We got to take a break. Oh, wait a minute. Before we do, Bob, you're on live with Carl and Trish.
Geez, you really got wound up there.
Well, you know what? Starts. Trish comes in, sprays me with lighter fluid, and lights me off.
Yeah, that's for sure. I tell you, I just want to say I just agree with what you were saying in the beginning there. I feel the exact same way. I don't understand how these people still cheer them on or say four more years. It's just beyond my comprehension.
So when you talk to people like that, what do you want to do to them?
I just look at them and walk away. I just believe. I can't believe you're not paying attention. You know?
No, Trish wants you to bite your earlobe off.
Yeah. No, I can't. You want to reach out to them and somehow open their mind, get them to understand common sense. There's nothing there to like.
I know. I mean, it's like you had Alan Combs' brother on there last Friday talking about a secret battery.
Yes. Russ McDonald. I know. I got to have Russ on a regular. You know what? I've had so many people walk up and go, "Who is that guy?" Okay, Bob, we got to run.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to shift gears here. When we come back, we've got Darlene West work with us. We're going to talk about Cowboy Up, Think Pink, Breast Cancer, and Rodeo. So we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, you know what? You've come to the right place.
Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Fall is around the corner at Dandelion Boutique. Come on in and check out the new fall colors. Rich burgundy, rest and wine, your favorite fall colors, those autumn favorites. There are always new arrivals in the store. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Color Me Cotton, Cut Loose, True Grit, just to name a few. Need new jeans? Believe me, there's nothing better than the Jag Pull-On Jeans. Boot cut, straight leg, the jean that fits every body. And now Dandelion has extended their hours, open to 6 p.m., so you can go shopping after work. And don't forget, there still is time to catch the 50% off summertime apparel clearance. Dandelion on Market Street in the Sherbin Square. Open daily till 6 p.m. Dandelion, where fashion is always friendly.
Your
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl, Linda Baugh. Linda's on assignment. She's got, not on assignment, Linda has got On the Spot with Linda Baugh tonight, starting at 6 p.m. She's got some great great guests, including one of the Waltons. Judy, I think it's Judy Norton, who used to be one of the Waltons. She's going to be on tonight with Linda. Wonderful. So Trish Clark, of course, is here with me.
Good morning, everyone.
And now we're getting into the nicer areas of who we are.
Well, no, that wasn't not nice. It was important and needed to be said.
And we haven't finished yet either.
No.
But now we have Darlene Wirt. She's coming to talk to us about Cowboy Up. What is that, Darlene?
Cowboy Up is the event that we have going this coming Saturday at the Red Lion, and it's in conjunction with Reading Rodeo and NorCal Think Pink. They do this event together, and the funds are used to fund Reading Rodeo scholarship funds and to go back to NorCal Think Pink for breast cancer awareness.
So what happens?
It is a big dinner, live auction, silent auction, entertainment, very fun event we have going on. This year we have Adrienne the Buckaroo Cowgirl. She's going to be singing for us, just really cute gal, and have a survivor speaker, of course, and just a fun event.
And Western wear. Everybody's in Western
wear. Western wear, for the most part, yeah, everybody's in pink, Western wear, real casual.
So how do we get a hold of tickets and everything for this?
Tickets can be gotten at a couple different places. One of them is you can get them from me, Tri-County's Bank at 1250 Hilltop Drive. You can also get them from Annie at Premier West on Cypress. So you could call either one of those
locations. So Tri-County Bank
on Hilltop Drive.
And
Premier West
on
Cypress.
Okay.
They can be purchased at both of those locations. Tickets are $50. That includes prime rib dinner, all of the entertainment. It's always a very fun event. This is the second year I've been involved with it.
How about tickets at the door?
There will be tickets at the door. Those will be limited because we do have to kind of prearrange
the meals.
The meals. So the tickets at the door, there'll be a few.
What numbers? Must be some phone numbers that they can call.
You know, I can give mine. I forgot, unfortunately, to bring the other one, but 722-2243 is one of the numbers that they can call to get tickets.
Okay, let me write that one down in case, because we'll talk about it again here during the show, and it's Thursday. We'll probably talk about it tomorrow. So it's
722-2243.
And that's your phone.
That is my phone, yeah.
Okay, and tell us again the two locations where they can pick up tickets.
At Tri-County's Bank at 1250 Hilltop Drive and Premier West on Cypress.
Okay, now this is going to be Cowboy Up Think Pink at the Red Lion Inn. It's going to be a dinner, entertainment. The money goes to scholarships and
to NorCal Think Pink.
And NorCal Think Pink. So this is a big event, though. Huh? Do you have a lot of people show up?
It is big. This year, last year we had about 20 tables. This year we have 30 tables already pre-sold. So over 300 people will be there. It just brings out the community. It brings out the support. And it kind of kicks off NorCal Think Pink's, you know, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right. It's big. It's a big month. We have, I know we're going to be having shows on that for the the breast cancer awareness, doctors coming in and everything. So.
Well, and the research money is so important in these things because that's how we find cures. We put the money in to study these issues. Think Pink has become a really big thing across the United States, and I think that originated right here in Shasta County, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
Think Pink did?
Yes, it did.
Wow. That's
Dr. Figueroa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's a big, big thing, and it's so important. And you know, a lot of us have got the pink ribbons, and if had I known you'd been on this morning, I'd have had one on. Because it's important all through October to be wearing your pink ribbons. Bring that awareness up and let everybody know. But remember, this coming Saturday night,
Red Lion Inn,
opportunity to pick off.
Yes.
And you can get tickets at Tri-County on Hilltop and Premier West on
Cypress.
Or give Darlene a call at 722-2243. Hey, thank you for what you do.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate that. Okay, when we come back, we've got the Patriot Guard Riders. They've got some news, and we'll have them on for a few minutes, and then we'll get We'll talk about some more things that have to do with the president in our country after that. Carl Bott, Trace Clark, hope you're having a great day. It's Thursday. It's going to be good today. We got to get the weather, too, when we come back.
Miss a day, miss a lot. From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading as investors wait on the latest news from the Federal Reserve. The central bank is wrapping up its two-day interest rate meeting today, and expectations are that another round of stimulus will be provided to the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. The expectations from the Federal Reserve as oil prices climbing higher, with crude hitting a more than four-month high as prices once again close in on the $100 a barrel mark. And owning a home might be a better option than renting one. According to a report from real estate website Trulia, homeownership was the better option in all 100 U.S. metropolitan cities it covered. With mortgage rates hovering near record lows and rents climbing faster than home prices, the costs of homeownership are becoming the more favorable option in most corners of the country. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Pulse Urgent Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Pulse Urgent Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Pulse Urgent Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And you know what? Your community radio station.
You know,
17 local programs on this station. Find another station in this state that has more local programming than we have, plus the syndicated stuff. And I'm just so proud of this community, and everybody wants to jump in and has something to say. And we could probably double the amount of shows, except it has something to do with, you know, they're coming in saying they were just dropped off by a UFO. Anyway, Bob, speaking of UFOs, Bob, what's the weather?
You know, if it wasn't for the distraction from our advertisers and the occasional FCC violation, I'd just leave the mic open during the breaks because that's where we get our best stuff in here.
Yeah, we'd be on death watch at that point. Okay, what's the weather?
Sunny to partly cloudy today, high around 100 degrees. Mainly clear tonight, a low of 65, and sunny tomorrow, again pushing the century mark, currently in Reading 60 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, on your way up to Shingletown. A little bit cooler up there. Tonight is pizza night. Tell them about pizza night.
Pizza night up at Anselmo's, and they have other dishes available. But this is wonderful pizza with that outside earthen pizza
wood-fired oven.
Absolutely, and just you know, great ambiance this time of year up there. It's just wonderful. Go up, have a glass of wine, a little pizza, a little fun, a little friendly discussion.
Jump
great
into the
place
pond.
To be.
No. Okay, don't jump in the pond. 474-5546. Give them a call because, you know what, they sell a lot of pizzas up there, and they only make so many, so you want to get your name on
reservation.
Money. Yeah. Okay, now we are back with the Patriot Guard Riders, the head of the Northern California Patriot Guard Riders, Jeff Nelson, and his constant companion and his segundo, Jack Morris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Did I say that right?
Right on.
Okay. Now, you're here to make an announcement, though. I mean, everybody, okay, Patriot Guard Riders, first of all, let's talk about it. You want to just, you know, who are the Patriot Guard Riders? For those that may not, they've heard about it, but they're not exactly sure.
Patriot Guard Riders were formed to protect families when they had a service member killed during the war, and upon returning during their service, there was a group that would be protesting not so much the war, but just the idea of the soldier serving. They were kind of a
this is the Westboro. This is the Westboro Baptist Church. Yeah. They said horrible things, terrible things about the person died in our country and all this. And they would picket. They would literally picket the funeral of servicemen.
They were out here about 3 years ago when we lost the 11 firefighters in the helicopter, and they had a memorial up in Junction City, and they sent a half a dozen of those ladies out, and they wear the American flag upside down. They throw it on the ground. They kick it all over the place. During funerals and during civic ceremonies like that. So we not only shield the families of the fallen service people, but also first responders, such as firemen and
the
police.
And Patriot Guard was formed and to not get into fist fights with the Westboros, because Westboros won't fight, they run, and they scream for cops.
And sue.
What it was to stand between them and the family and stand shoulder to shoulder with flags up to protect, to shield. That was what it started at, and now it's a nationwide organization.
Yeah, it covers all 50 states, and I looked on the website this morning, 268,000 members now. You don't have to have a motorcycle to belong. You don't have to be a veteran to belong. You just have to show respect.
You don't even have to belong.
No, that's true.
You don't even have to belong. I mean, when they say 268,000, I mean, I ride. I don't know if I've ever signed anything that said I was a Patriot Guard. I got a patch.
But, you know, I just have to say, what has happened to our country that we have to have an organization to protect the families of servicemen and first responders when they're being buried? Mm-hmm. What happened to the sacred event of a funeral that we have to keep people away from doing horrible things to the mourners?
You have to pass laws which are then declared unconstitutional.
Right. I mean, what kind of a country are we living in here? And why doesn't anybody care?
I think people do care. That's why the Patriot Guard and the other organizations, they all show up. It's Patriot Guard's there, the Missing in America is there, the American Legion's there, all these organizations.
And thank God for them. Thank God for them.
Okay, now we haven't even gotten to what you all came in to talk about. So we're going to go to Jay. And Jay, you're live on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. You know, to answer Trish's question about what's wrong with people, I think it comes down to a code. I was raised with a code. I know, Carl, I know you were raised with a code. I mean, sorry, there's a motorcycle passing me. But we were raised with codes. You know, and among those codes is be respectful of women. Don't pick on the weak. Don't hurt people when, you know, their feelings. Don't. These people don't have a code. You know, they may say they believe in God, but they obviously don't show up by their actions. And I think that's the problem. I think that's why you see so much of the nastiness in this country is people have abandoned the code. Not all of them, but many. And I think that's why we're seeing what we're seeing.
Well, and just to quickly respond and take a whole different direction, which we won't go into, but do you think it had something to do with the fact that we threw God out of the classroom and out of our country, or trying to throw him out of our country?
And the Democratic platform?
You think?
I think it does. Anyway, have a wonderful day, guys.
Thank you. Okay, now ordinarily we go for a break, but we're going to go right to Jim. Jim, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning. Hey, Trish, I had a response to your saying what happened to all the people. When they went and took God out of the schools, took the Constitution out of the schools and won't let them teach it, and things like that, that's what's happened to our country, and they have dumbed the people down. Yeah. In another 20 years, we don't have anybody around who even believes in anything but the devil.
You're absolutely right. We just pointed that out. I can't think that's not the answer.
I think that when you have a Democratic convention and a national convention, and they just, the only thing they want to do is put the word God back into their platform, and Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, but they couldn't get that passed.
Without booing.
Well, but they never did pass it. They never got the two-thirds vote. No. And then when it did, when the guy finally just said, you know, overrode, he said, it's done, which is the way the Democrats do things. It's done, and then people booed it. I think that's, you know what, that's pretty indicative of some of the problems we're having, and I think that's pretty indicative of the problems the Democrats are having right now. They can't make up their mind here.
Yeah, well, the other problem, the big problem they're having here, too, is with the parents. By them not having parents that are married, you know, people just having kids and everything, nobody has respect for parents or elders or anything. And that's what's another thing, too.
Our moral compass is askew.
But that's another day, another show. We got to take a break now. So, Jim, thanks for your phone call. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Trish Clark's taking over. I'm just going to go sit over here and read what's left of the paper here. We'll be right back. Ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reddy and Harley Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reddy and Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda Scott on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got a big show tonight, including a member of the Walton family is going
to
be on.
Carl, you need to pay some bills.
I do, and we're going to do this by, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. You know what? Great deals by your neighbors. You keep it local here, my friends. Keep it local. Redding Crown Motors, they have got a car, truck, or SUV to fit every need that you possibly have. And then they take great pride in how they service your vehicles. That's Redding Crown Motors. I tell you what, they are good people. They have great deals. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Our guest, Jeff Nelson and Jack Morris from the Patriot Guard Riders. And Mary Lou has got a question for the PGR. Mary Lou, you are on live at KCNR 1460.
I don't have a question, just a statement to Jeff Giacomo and the PGRs.
Okay.
I just want to thank you all so much for the escort, the flag line, and just being there with all your support. We deeply, deeply appreciate it, and we'll see you again. Thank you.
It's an honor, ma'am. Very much so.
Thank you, Mary Lou. And it's true. You all are always out there. Okay. Now, you came on, though, for a specific reason, not for us just to talk our craziness.
Do you remember why you're here?
No, not anymore.
We have evolved from just the KIAs, of course, to veterans at the family's request. And so I think last year we did 183 services or missions for the families in North County or North State. And along with that, it was a pretty ragtag group. I'm a retired highway patrolman, and some of the traffic controls was less than, we'll say, legal. And so we've evolved now to the point where we now have the insurance, training from the police department, licensing, inspection, background investigation to conduct escorts along with our normal flag lines and showing respect at the Igo Cemetery or wherever the internment's going to be. So we now have everything legal to do legal escorts, training, respectful, honorable, and all a bunch of hand-picked, really good-looking people.
Like me.
Okay, so in other words, if you're looking for somebody to provide an escort from the funeral home from the funeral home to there where the final resting place, and it doesn't have to be Igo.
That's correct.
It can be almost anywhere. I know that y'all have different, you know, sometimes you can go 100 miles south or even, you know, can go north. You know, sometimes other Patriot Guard rider groups get involved with that too. But now, so what it is that you have the whole enchilada. So we have, you know, organizations that are out there, the PGR that can support the final internment from beginning to end.
That's correct. We have a group. We had to form a nonprofit that was separate from PGR, but the only function of this nonprofit is to do the escorts for PGR. We don't do anything else. We don't charge anything. It's called Shasta Veterans Escort because it has to have a legal name. But
and that's important. There's no money. Yeah, there's no money charged for this. And you know, people put, you know, people that support this, they their own gas, their own bikes. Nobody charges for this.
Well, we pay for the patches on our vests, and we do not charge for anything. But it's only for veterans and first responders. We don't do any other funerals, just those.
Oh, but that's so important. We just have to show that final respect and protect those loved ones during that time of mourning and show the respect that this country has for our veterans and our first responders.
Right.
Well, you know, I believe that, you know, I'd never heard of the PGR. And I've been in the Marines in Southern California, and I came back from Iraq in 07. And I drove up to Redding. Because Linda had said, Redding's a great place. You can ride your Harley. People are veteran-friendly. And, you know, and so, within a couple of weeks of coming back from Iraq, I was driving up here, and I was met. People that met me were the Patriot Guard riders, eight of them. And, one said are no longer with us, and one said, the people have drifted away. But that was my introduction to PGR. And what you all do is just... is in the other organizations not just you all, but you have been a major part of supporting the veterans and the honors paid to the veterans. And to me, it's just, I always want to just take a step back and think about how much time and effort you all put into it. And it's wonderful. Jeff, Jack?
Well, we really do enjoy, a lot of these rides are pretty emotionally difficult, but the welcome homes, sometimes, like you, they drive up and make arrangements to meet them. Sometimes they fly in. We meet them at the airport. We don't do escorts, but we do meet them with a flag line at the airport and everything, and they usually don't know. And in some cases, there'll be several others aboard the same aircraft. Remember a couple years ago we're doing a welcome home for one individual, and there were four others on the flight. And so we just welcomed them right in. And one was a young guy, and nobody knew he was coming home. And it was 11 o'clock at night. Airport's closing down, and there's nobody to pick him up. And so we hooked him up with one of our riders that had brought a vehicle and drove him up here to Redding, and he met an uncle, and I picked him up and took him home, not even knowing he was arriving.
Wow.
Right. Okay, we're going to have to take a break here. Free Fire Radio. I've got the Patriot Guard riders on, the head of the Northern California Division, Jeff Nelson, and Jack Morris, who organizes and puts all these events on too, the both of them together, plus all the rest of the PGR people. We'll be right back.
Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jesrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is going to be getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. 6 p.m., giving away a lot of great things. So Trish Clark is here, took over the show.
Good morning. I'm just having a great time this morning.
Hey, let's go to the phones here. Dave, you are on live, KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Oh, Dave.
I just wanted to call and first thank you gentlemen for the service that they give. And I didn't hear a mailing address where someone could mail in a contribution.
Oh, okay. So what do you all want to do about that?
Well,
thanks, Dave. Thank you for that. So how do, if people do want to contribute to this, how do they do that?
We don't solicit, but we will accept. And we do have some costs. You know, we have to pay for our insurance, and we make four copies of a DVD of the event with some patriotic music, and that's provided to the family.
By the way, that is, I've seen those, and whoever does that for you does just an outstanding job.
Yeah, we got a really group of dedicated and very
skilled.
So
how can people, if they want to donate?
3120 Cindy Circle, C-I-N-D-Y Circle, in Anderson, 96007. And
make the check to?
SVE. Shasta Veterans Escort, and we've got an account there. We're in the process of getting our 501(c)(3), whatever
yeah,
that is.
I'm not,
he's a banker. I'm a gunfighter. So
yeah. Okay, so that's so
you're
that
covered.
Dave is how to do it. So give him the address one more time.
3120 Cindy Circle, Anderson. 96007.
Make it to SVE, and that's the nonprofit organization.
Yeah,
it goes in, and that's going to be used to offset cost of insurance. Otherwise, that all comes out of everybody's pocket.
Right. Correct.
Okay, we only got a couple minutes left. Norm, good morning. You have a
good morning, gentlemen.
You're on.
I just wanted to call in, and I wanted to tell them two guys you've got sitting there with you that what an honor it has been to be associated with them. They really make this thing the whole thing worthwhile.
Yeah, Norm, we really appreciate that. I mean, that's part of what keeps us going is you know, the pats on the back and stuff like that. And, of course,
and I'm sure you guys know how we feel.
Yeah.
So you take care, huh?
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Norm. Thanks for calling in. You know, that's true. You know, I don't show up as much as I used to.
You have a job.
I have a job. But, you know, when I can, I do. And it's always, always great to see the final honors paid to our veterans. And not just the ones that can be killed in combat, you know, and the young men that come home, but our World War II and Korean veterans who have passed away, and they're given the same honors as that young man or woman that's been killed in Afghanistan or Iraq. And it's beautiful because of people like you.
Well,
so we applaud you.
We've assisted in some internment out there. I remember one guy was a colonel like you that his father had been on the shelf for many years, and he finally decided to have his father placed out there. So the wife said that he's been moving around with us for the last 30 years, but now he's going to stay in one place.
Okay, now if somebody wants to ride with the PGR, how do they get a hold of you?
They can connect up with the national website, www.patriotguard.org, and that'll lead you into it. Or you can contact me directly. It's Moon Me Jeff. Don't laugh. Moon Me Jeff. That's a long story. At yahoo.com.
Moon Me Jeff at yahoo.com if you want to write. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti. Thank you.
And there's more coming up on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's blamed for inciting anti-American protests that are spreading around the Muslim world, an anti-Islam film made in the U.S.
This video is disgusting and reprehensible.
That said, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has also added,
violence, we believe, has no place in religion and is no way to honor religion.
Condemning these violent demonstrations, that Fox News Radio's Emily Weather details live in our Middle East Bureau.
They've been demonstrating across the Middle East and North Africa, and from Yemen to Iraq, they've been chanting death to America and death to Israel. In Cairo, demonstrators have set fire to a police car during protests, and demonstrators have been injured. While there's been a much smaller protest here in Israel outside the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv, no sign of calm. There's calls for protests across the region after Friday prayers, Dave.
Emily, Libya's leader has apologized for the attack that killed four Americans in Benghazi. The U.S. is hunting down whoever did it, investigating if it was pre-planned and not related to that movie. The Fed is assessing the economy, and Wall Street expects more stimulus to come as we get new reports on jobs and inflation. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor live in Washington.
New applications for unemployment benefits rose by 15,000 last week to 382,000. That's the highest level in 2 months, skewed upward by Hurricane Isaac. The Labor Department also says wholesale prices rose 1.7% in August, mostly from higher gas prices and an increase in some food costs. Dave?
Steve, on Wall Street, the Dow up 23 points. At Washington's National Cathedral,
fly me to the moon.
Diana Krall singing at a public memorial for Neil Armstrong,
a national hero of unimaginable proportion.
The first man to walk on the moon, remembered by Eugene Cernan, the last man to walk on the moon. Armstrong was 82 when he died of a heart attack. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Two things about Carol and her decisions. One, she was usually right. And two, right or wrong, she was always certain. The thing is, Carol's style left little room for input, and most people gave up trying to give it. Yet one co-worker broke through by being honest and gentle. Carol, she said, it never hurts to consider others' opinions. They'll either confirm what you decide or help you avoid mistakes. The team watched as Carol primed for a quick comeback, then mentally hit pause. What Carol said was, thanks. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Do you have a difficult truth to communicate? Keep in mind that tone of voice trumps content in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
President Obama will campaign in Colorado today, and his Republican rival Mitt Romney rallies in Virginia. He now trails the president in a new Fox News poll.
Voters trust Obama more than Romney on foreign policy, education, Medicare, health care, and terrorism. Romney bests Obama outright on just one issue, cutting government spending.
Fox polling director Dana Blanton. Overall, the president's lead among likely voters is 48% to 43%. In Missouri, lawmakers have overridden Governor Nixon's veto of a law allowing employers to refuse birth control coverage over moral and religious objections.
All women deserve access to birth control no matter where they work.
She's with Planned Parenthood. A woman's group has already filed to try to block the law in court. Republican State Senator John Lamping says no one will be denied birth control access.
It's not denying access. What proponents of those types of services, so people who are against this bill, they want somebody else to pay for those things.
Pennsylvania's new voter ID law being challenged this morning in the state Supreme Court. Supporters say it will cut down on fraud, while critics claim it could infringe on some people's rights. A controversial attempt to put a lid on the size of soda on tap today in New York City.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg's plan to ban the sale of sugary drinks over 16 ounces goes to vote today by the New York City Board of Health. It is expected to pass the health panel. The ban would bar sales of sugary and oversized drinks in restaurants, movie theaters, and delis, as well as a few other places. Many doctors agree with Mayor Bloomberg, who says supersized sugary drinks are a leading cause of obesity. But if the proposal passes, a beverage industry-led group says they may sue. In New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
No classes for kids in Chicago for a fourth straight day, but negotiators trying to end the teachers' strike say the most recent talks made substantial progress, suggesting that classes could possibly resume tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour. It is September the 13th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room there. A lot of people have. And good morning to Cheryl Cobb, who's over in Nevada, who's in the chat room. Good morning, Cheryl. It's been a good day, as usual. Like I said, 8:05 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. And we're going to have a hot day. I think it's going to like 98 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, which is pizza night tonight out in Ensemble Vineyards. So give them a call at 474-5546. Make a reservation for that because they are handmade pizzas in a wood-fired oven. So you have to, it helps to make reservations. They'll run out of there. Okay. Our guest today, oh, and by the way, Linda Scott on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. So Trish Clark is here.
Good morning.
And Trish has just burnt the place up.
We're having a good time. We're going to do it another hour.
And we are because we have Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti here. We're going to try and lure him into saying things about Libya and Egypt. Because
and you should have heard him off the air.
Yeah, he starts doing this thing, this Italian thing about, hey, you got nothing to worry about. Yeah, hey, just sit down there, drink your thick coffee, use your 50-cent-gallon gas. We have ways. Okay, maybe we can get him to talk about that. But before we get started on all that, let's get our update, our Wells Fargo, our Market Minute update from our Wells Fargo advisors, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Markets continue to search for direction in the second hour of trading today. Currently, the Dow's up 29 points at 13,362, while the NASDAQ's up 4 at 3,119, and the S&P 500 is up 2 at 1,438. Oil's up 99 cents at $98 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.92%. Gold's up 30 cents this morning at $1,734, while silver's down 27 cents at $33.01 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Google's up $2.80 at $694.02, Apple's up $8.17 at $677.95, while Goldman Sachs is up 2 dimes at $118.41. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, I know you're doing great things down there, but you're missing a great time here at KCNR.
I'll come on down.
Yeah, come on down. You know, we got coffee and everything. Come on down. Anyway, but you can see Josh Wiley if you head on down to Park Marina Drive and see the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to tell you what's going on Wall Street. All right, we're going to take an early break, but our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Good morning, Chief Paletti.
Good morning. You said you were going to take a break.
I'm going to take a break, but I introduced you first, okay? And when we come back, we've got a lot of things we want to talk about on our regular update of what's happening in crime and crime prevention. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trace Clark, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place or call 241-5262.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:12 in the morning. Eye of the Tiger. We did that for our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty.
I like Rocky.
September 12th, 8:12 in the morning. I'm here with Trish Clark,
this guy's
of course.
Out of control.
That's right. You know what? Before we get into, we've got a phone call, and we know what it's going to be about. It's also going to impact on the police department. Charles, good morning.
Yes, yesterday the Community Services Advisory Commission voted to send the smoking ordinance proposal to the City Council.
Okay, so what they're trying to do is they're trying to
make it a misdemeanor to smoke.
Okay, now,
cigarettes in the park.
Is it okay? What's lower than a misdemeanor? Is
there an infraction?
Okay, and instead of making it an infraction, they want to make it a misdemeanor, which is punishable by
county jail.
So you're going to put somebody. Okay, Charles. The reason I wanted you to bring that up is because they voted 5-0, and it was front page news, much more so than poverty and everything else, but not enough to knock LaMoffa and his statement off the front page. That. They're going to, you know, as I think Adam McElveen said, you know, I've got kids out there. I was kind of hit, you know, I was kind of in the middle, but I thought of, you know, people smoking out in the park, and I didn't want to have that happen. I really believe that my rights are much more important than the other people's rights. Oh, no, he didn't put that down there, but that's essentially is what everybody's saying. Okay, so they're going to make it a misdemeanor. That's what they want to do, which is punishable by going into county jail. Right.
Yeah, punishable by going, well, because it's a misdemeanor, probably be going through the drive-thru where they'll ask if they want to have fries with that OR slip.
Okay, got that. All right, Charles, thank you very much.
But,
No,
I mean, I've sent you a whole bunch of material in an email.
I've got it all. And, you know, that's why when you called, I wanted to hit that because we have the Reading Police Chief here who has to enforce that. So that's my next question. So, Charles, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Rob Plitty, they've just passed this ordinance. They want to pass an ordinance that says it's illegal to smoke on the river trails, the parks, playgrounds, any of those places like that. It does not cover the rodeo arena and I think a couple other places like that. However, they want to make it a misdemeanor. Now, does that mean a ticket first, or does that mean you arrest somebody?
Well, we have it's the officer's discretion when it comes to a misdemeanor. Typically, on a misdemeanor violation, you're going to get a citation to appear in court, and that gets referred to the district attorney. We don't typically take people to jail for misdemeanors, only the felony.
What if it's marijuana?
Well, that's the kind of the crux of this. You know, we don't get a lot of complaints to the police department to respond to the park if somebody's smoking a cigarette. We do get complaints of people smoking marijuana by playgrounds and other things in the parks, and that's what we respond to. And since medical marijuana is legal in the state of California or has been decriminalized, there's nothing we can do about it if they're smoking marijuana next to the playgrounds or something in the park. If you ban smoking from the parks in total, then, you know, we can make them stop smoking or leave the park with their medicinal marijuana in those locations. So, you know, from my view, the only advantage is that we can keep these people from smoking their marijuana next to, you know, playgrounds and kids and stuff that are trying to enjoy the park. The cigarettes are, in my opinion, a little bit superfluous.
Okay. But it's still, if you get a call, then you've got to roll somebody on that.
That's correct. And we don't have the resources to be able to actively, proactively enforce, you know, smoking in the parks. We just simply don't have those resources. And if that call did come into the police department, it would be a low priority call and would wait until somebody was available because we have to handle the higher priority calls first.
So in reality, we're passing another law or considering passing another law
that's unenforceable.
It's unenforceable.
I take that back. It is enforceable.
It is enforceable.
It is enforceable.
We just don't have the resources to
enforce
it.
You'd have to put the assets to it. And if Chief Paletti put his assets into going over immediately and taking care of smoking in the park, I would call for his immediate firing. I mean that.
Yeah, we
and you would and you would and you yeah. would ex- you would expect me to do that.
We just don't. We've got you know, crime problems that we're dealing with. We don't have the resources to be able to do that. It is. I understand the purpose that they're trying to get to, but, you know, and if that's what the city council decides, then, you know, obviously we're going to go with that. But I don't have the resources to proactively enforce it.
We can't pass enough laws to make people behave.
Be nice.
Reasonably and appropriately.
Why don't we just pass that law? We want people to be nice and respectful of other people. Not going to happen. But we could make that a law. Anyway, okay. I just wanted to touch on that because I don't smoke. And I don't smoke in the park. I don't smoke on trails or anything. But I think that when we start getting into stuff like this and I start looking at one thing we learned in the service, and Rob, you know, is don't make a rule that's unenforceable. Because what it does is if it's unenforceable and then your Marines and soldiers don't obey it, and then it's just kind of like starts making a little more, you know, it's a crack.
Well, actually, in Iraq, it was the policy of Multinational Corps Iraq on Camp Victory that you couldn't walk and smoke.
Well, that's because they were so far back. It was like being in the park
in
Boston.
If
we didn't really have that problem where we were at.
Ours
was you light them as the rockets go over. Okay? All right. Well, light them off the tracers. Okay, we're going to take a break first, and now we can get back into what's going on, you know, the salient issues that you wanted to address when we came in here today. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we're having a great time. And we want to talk about crime when we get back. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember, Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got, I think, one of the Walton stars is going to be on tonight. She's got two or three things. Oh, the Lisa Jeter. They just bought that new business down on, they took over that Need for Speed, and they're going to make that big amusement center right downtown here.
Right, and in the downtown mall.
She's going to be have her on, it's going to be a great night as usual there. This portion of the show, talking about hot, is Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Keep that number in your dial on your cell phone because it's hot. It's smoky out there. You want your house to be smoke-free and cool. Well, that's what Alliance Heating and Air is going to do for you. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They believe in quality. They believe in taking care of their customers. They believe that you're part of their family. That's how they take care of you. We've done business with them. They really care about your comfort and making sure the job is done right. 221-2642 or go to their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We have somebody on the phone already with a question. Terry, you're on live, KCNR 1460.
How you doing, Carl, Trish, Chief?
Good morning,
how you doing,
Terry?
Good. The reason I'm calling is that, one of the things that we can do as a community is have Neighborhood Watch. And I know you keep talking about you don't have resources. Well, what about the community? And one quick thing we've done in our neighborhood is for every 6 houses, we have one captain. That captain's responsible for spreading any news, for kind of keeping a watch, and we have, at this point, 7 captains. And there's some different things we can do, but it's sort of getting to be where the civilians have to take over that whole program, and if that's the case, then why not, there should be some sort of situation where if we're going to do that and we're going to go ahead and we're going to watch our neighborhoods, then let's get some communication going with the police department.
You know, one of the things that I've said since I got here is that, you know, Neighborhood Watch is not a police program. It's actually a community program. And just because we don't have, you know, the dedicated community service officer that organizes all of them anymore, doesn't mean that neighborhoods can't still start them. And one of the things that we're in the process of doing right now is, you know, revamping the volunteer program within the Reading Police Department. And really what I'm looking for is I'm looking for some community volunteers that want to come in, go to the class and learn to facilitate those Neighborhood Watch programs so that we can revamp that whole program. The value of Neighborhood Watch more than anything else, in my opinion, is that it gets neighbors introduced to each other. And people that know each other better look out for each other better. And, you know, therefore, you know, you have those people that know who's supposed to be in the neighborhood, who isn't supposed to be in the neighborhood. When they see something that doesn't look right, they call the police so that, you know, we can respond and look into it. So, you know, I applaud you for what you're doing now. If you're interested in being one of those people, the volunteer coordinator for the city's name is Sean Avery at City Hall. You can turn in a volunteer application there. And then as soon as the hard part for me right now in getting this volunteer program started is I'm not maintaining a system. I'm starting a system because we have very few volunteers. So if you're going to work in the police department, I got to do a background on you. So I got to
That's fine. The thing is, our last chief did not want to do this. I mean, he did not want to do it. And so what happened is people have already done it, Chief. People have already gone out. There is captains. There is people in neighborhoods that are watching out for their neighborhoods. Several police officers that are ex-police officers, retired from other areas. I mean, the thing is that basically that all sounds fine, but, you know, the way that of the police officer coming out or someone volunteering to come out, maybe someone who's retired, who has a healthy pension, who can come out and just visit with the people and share with them some things. And I know that Chief Hans at one point said he had 10 guys that were willing to do it, but because of the non-passing of Measure A and Measure B, because that was defeated and that people didn't want to have those two things, he basically told a group of about 200 people that, you know, basically he wasn't interested in doing that anymore. So there are police officers out there who would probably do it.
Well, and if there's a neighborhood watch meeting and you want to have somebody attend, you simply have to call the police department. And, you know, I go to a lot of them myself.
Okay.
So that we can keep the resources on the street and the patrol officers out, you know. I have to kind of balance it because, you know, my wife gets a little mad when she reintroduces herself to me when I walk through the door, but I go to a lot of them myself. And we also have lieutenants that, you know, and sergeants that can come and attend your meetings and talk to you guys about what's going on in your neighborhood and what's going on in the city in general. So, you know, I don't want to use the crutch of, you know, we don't have enough resources, therefore the program's going to die. We're going to do the best that we can with what we have to stay in contact with the community and revamp that community policing spirit within the police department, despite the resource cuts that we've had.
Have you checked with any retirees to see if they volunteer to do it?
I have talked to some, you know, give me a call in my office, and we can have a talk about that.
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Sure.
Okay. All right. There is some light here at the tunnel, though, right?
I really want to get this volunteer program up and moving. Yeah. And really, there's some things that we need in the police department that volunteers can really help us with. You know, I'd like to get 10 or 15 of them that we can bring in and, you know, or as many as want to do it, quite frankly, that can come in and get trained to go remove graffiti. I have one guy, you know, one CSO that goes and does all the community cleanup, graffiti removal, cleans up the transient camps, one guy. So, you know, anybody that wants to come help with that, you know, please come down. You know, we have a backlog of reports that we have. So, you know, the officers dictate reports because it's more efficient, it's safer in the field, but somebody's got to type those reports. If there's people that want to come down and help with typing and help with those things, we'd love to have those volunteers come in. The only restriction that I have right now is I got to be able to do those backgrounds to make sure that we got the right people in those positions, and I just have to manage those resources. So because of that, this is starting a little bit slower than I would like it to, but, you know, if there's interest in people, please contact the city's volunteer coordinator, and we'll get you involved in what we're doing as fast as we can.
Turnaround time from the time somebody comes in. I've heard people say, well, I left my name, and there's such a backlog of the reports, the background checks. When are you going to get back to people after they've volunteered?
Well, I've got to meet with the volunteer coordinator because I haven't seen all the applications that have come in and what they're interested in doing. I'll try to get with him as fast as possible, and we'll try to get back to you as soon as we can. you know, we have one volunteer coordinator for the entire city. I don't have a separate one for the police department and another one. And the volunteer program isn't Sean's only duty. He's got other, you know, he handles all the personnel issues for the police department, the fire department. And so, you know, we'll get to you as fast as we possibly can.
I think probably just a suggestion that any of the applications, they have county jail on them as an address. You might want to just kick those out right away as a volunteer.
Yeah, we don't get many volunteers from there.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Politi. We got about like a minute left on this one before we get into our next segment. But just kind of a highlight. I think when we talked last time, something about the property crime rate is it still climbing, leveling off?
That's a kind of a long answer, but
okay, we'll
get back
to that.
We can get back to that because I if you haven't figured out yet, I don't have any short answers for anything. You know, in June, it was up 57% over last year.
Uh-huh.
In July, it was up 55%. So we took a 2% drop, which isn't dramatic, but at least we're going in the right direction instead of the wrong direction. And I think a lot of that has to do with the opening of the third floor of the jail,
uh-huh.
the contract jail bed space that the sheriff is using, and the way that the sheriff is now managing that jail bed space.
Okay, great. Okay. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Politi. We've talked about the cigarettes in the park. Which is not enforceable. And we're talking about, we talked about this volunteer program. I think these are things to help our communities that we need to organize ourselves with an assist from our police. But we need to organize these things ourselves. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're rising up. From Yemen, outside our embassy, to Tunisia, protesting America, burning our flag, as the anger spreads over an anti-Islam movie made in the U.S.
We condemn the violence that has resulted in the strongest terms.
But Secretary of State Clinton also calls that film disgusting with one purpose.
To denigrate a great religion and to provoke rage.
We're learning the ID of another American killed in Tuesday's attack in Libya, former Navy SEAL Glenn Doherty, who was working security at the consulate where Ambassador Chris Stevens and diplomat Sean Smith also died. The fourth American has not been identified yet. In Pennsylvania,
the right to vote is the country's proudest boast.
Attorney David Gersh of the state Supreme Court trying to block a new voter ID law, claiming it'll prevent some people from voting. Supporters say the law will prevent fraud. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change. Change.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning, September the 13th, 530-605-4567 is our 1460.com. 61 degrees out there. Oh, nope, it just went up to 66 degrees. Heading on up to like 98 today. It's going to be warm today. And but it'll be cooler if you head on up to Anselmo Vineyards and
have pizza tonight.
474-5546. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Go in there, catch up on National Geographic, Guns and Ammo, Road and Track, and get that high and tight that they make so well. They cut so well. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Good morning there.
Good morning,
Chief Paletti. There's a question in the chat room. It says, what's the latest on any chance of having a new police department building?
There's actually, the city manager's going to make proposal next Tuesday at the council meeting on the possibility of a relocation that is, I think, a very good fit for the police department. So,
can you talk about it at all? Is it the old one they're talking about, a rehab of a building, or
no? It would be reallocating some space at City Hall for the police department with a small project next to it. The hard part about a police department is, you have to meet Essential Services Act standards, which means basically that there has to be extra bracing and the foundation has to go down. I don't know all the parameters of it.
No.
And it makes it very difficult to find, you know, existing buildings that to renovate, because by the time you bring them up to the Essential Services Act standards, because essentially if we had the major earthquake, police department's got to be one of those buildings that's still standing.
It has the communications.
That's the whole crux of it. Right. So, but when you look at a police department, you have to look at what's essential. And in my view, as the chief, is what essential is patrol. So not every portion of the police department or it has to be housed in an Essential Services Act building, because if we did have that big earthquake, all those guys in suits that are investigators are going to get kicked out to patrol to go answer those 911 calls to service the community. We'll investigate later. Let's go, you know, take care of what's essential right now. So we're looking at a plan, and the city manager is going to detail that next Tuesday at the city council meeting.
Okay, great.
Bottom line, Rob, when you're looking, and people never understand this, they're always looking around the community and seeing vacant buildings and saying, well, why don't we use this for this? And what they don't understand, to just clarify, is that new construction in those instances is a lot cheaper than trying to renovate a building to standards for things like a police department.
Sometimes the hard part for the police department isn't just the office space in the building itself. It's also the property and evidence storage that we have to have. By new standards, new laws, if it's evidence, DNA evidence from a rape or a homicide, we have to store it now for 75 years. So, and that's in a climate controlled room. So, you know, that portion of our property and evidence is growing, you know, exponentially,
too fast.
You know,
too fast.
Because
yeah.
whether it's, you know, no matter what the circumstances are, we have to hold it for 75 years. Even if the person is deemed to be, you know, not guilty, the case is over and everything else, we still have to store that evidence. So the 75 years. The property and evidence storage is a big issue, as well as parking. You know, we have 50 patrol vehicles, or roughly 50. And then you have another, you know, just parking alone in a secure parking area, it makes it difficult because you can't necessarily, you know, take a building that's butted up against, say, you know, the end of a shopping mall that might be, it makes it much more difficult to find a location that's suitable to be a police department. I think the plan that the city manager is going to propose next Tuesday, though, is a very achievable plan, and I think it's something that will suit our needs very, very well. So.
Well, good. You know, we need one, because when you've got a police station where the water fountain catches on fire, the ceiling falls in, and we have lead problems, right?
Lead and iron in the water.
Lead and iron in the water. Come on. I mean, we've been in there before, and we looked at you know, where the interrogation room is, and that's where you keep the dogs or dog cages.
Dog food. Yeah.
Dog food. And, I mean, you know,
it's
this is a professional group we've got here. Let's put them at least in something that they, you know, they don't have to worry about catching a disease when they walk into the locker room.
It's outgrown its lifespan as a building itself, and
it had done that, you know, when they moved the police department in and moved the city council out.
Well, I wasn't there at the time, but you know, it from a property and evidence storage capability and just the general conditions, you know, we're really. I'm looking for something that is safe and functional for the police officers. And, you know, if you look at a patrol facility, you know, really all we need is locker room, briefing room, sergeant's office, report writing room. I mean, we can keep it very simple and have something that's very suitable and is much better than where we are now for the officers.
I think everyone will be looking forward to that presentation, because I think reality is that we've got to put you in a safe position and do it economically, and perhaps that's, I think that's a great direction.
Kirk Starman's very, very supportive of our,
I know,
of
Kurt
our,
is.
Of
yeah.
our department. Yeah. He realizes, you know, that the time has come this, that we really have to do
something. You know
what?
It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, it was ridiculous 2 years ago. And yet, we've got a police station that literally has fallen down around your ears. And nobody, you all aren't complaining. Nobody's complaining about it. But come on. I mean, there must be a way of fixing this.
Well, I think we have a good. I think the city manager came up with a real good plan to make this happen, and hopefully the city council will see it the same way, and we can get that done in
okay.
the near term.
Well, let's take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, and we just talked about, hey, maybe we get a new digs for the chief and all of his people where things don't catch on fire like the water fountain. We'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241 Stone or visit us online at estategranite.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda has got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. A lot of guests, great guests on there. Walton Clan, the whole thing, you know, from the TV series, The Waltons. She's got, I think, Mary Ellen. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. Big bike weekend's coming up.
Yes.
That's right. What do you ride there, Chief?
On duty or off duty?
One of the answers better be a Harley.
On duty, it's a Harley Davidson.
There you go. That's all that counts is Redding Harley Davidson. Here has a Harley for you. Head on down. Big bike weekend is coming up quick. You want to have a Harley there. They've got the Harley for you. Stop by and see Nathan, Ernie, Jessica, and they will make sure that they fit you to the right bike. Not only that, but give you every bit of accoutrements and clothing that you could possibly want for that Harley. And they have a super service department. I mean, this is the best service you're going to find for your Harley. Right out there on 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Big bike weekend's coming up. You need a Harley. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, go see Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest, Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Chief, one of the things you brought up just a little bit earlier was about the burglary rate in the city of Redding. And I know throughout Shasta County, that's a bigger issue than it's ever been since I've lived here. What are some of the things that we can do as citizens to help protect ourselves?
Well, you know, when I did the mid-year crime report to council, we were up 57% in, which is roughly about 900 crimes over the year before. But what was also for the first month of the year, violent crime was actually up 3% as well. So we just finished the statistics for July, and we're actually now trending a little bit down. We're down to 55% and an even keel on the violent crime. So I think that has a lot to do with the third floor of the jail being opened. Sheriff Basenko's doing a really good job of managing the bed space that he has available and getting these chronic offenders to stay in jail so that they can report to court. You know, in that report, I showed the court statistics, and in a six-month period, we had over 900 cases, I believe it was, that failed to appear at arraignment. And then you have a ton more that didn't appear in other stages. Well, if there's no ramification, that action's going to continue. And they're starting to see that just because they're not just going to get out of jail. And Tom's doing a really good job of saying, okay, we're going to reserve these beds for our chronic failures to appear so we can get them to court. We can get them through that process. Because the Community Corrections Realignment Plan lays out a lot of, you know, good programs to try to help people rehabilitate themselves and change their lives. But if you can't get them through court, then they don't get to probation, which means they don't get to those – nothing happens. So Tom's doing a real good job of managing that bed space, and I think that's had a big impact on that initial drop in crime, and hopefully it continues to trend down. But, you know, from a personal perspective, really, you know, we have to think from that crime prevention mindset. Crime here has been so low so long that people
we have some bad habits.
People think that they can still leave their front door unlocked when they leave the house, and they can leave, you know, their car doors unlocked, and that's just
are there computers in the back seat?
Yeah, that's just not the reality anymore, and people really need to start being vigilant in protecting their themselves. I tell people, you know, leave your house like you would normally leave it, and then go back and try to break into your own house. Because if you can find that weakness, they'll find that weakness because they're not concerned with damaging your property when they try to break in. You know, if you don't have an alarm system, consider one. Make sure it's one that has a very loud sounding alarm. Silent alarms, in my opinion, for a residential, you know, facility are not a good idea because the first thing that alarm company is going to do is call you to see if you made a mistake and set it off. Then they're going to call your second contact, and then they're finally going to call the police. And by that time, those people are out of there.
Exactly.
Where a bell alerts your neighbors.
It scares them off. Exactly.
So
they don't know what that's actually.
Right. They may still take stuff, but they're going to take less of it.
If we're not to our keypad in 20 seconds, the most god-awful sounds start emitting from sirens in our house.
That's the way it should be. And I'm still a big proponent, you know, of crime prevention through environmental design is a crime prevention strategy that looks at lighting, looks at trimming the bushes, you know, the sensor lights. Light it up like, you know, you can land the space shuttle there.
Yeah,
put dark shades
on so you can't see it inside the house and then just light it up like a Christmas tree outside.
It scares them away. They don't like light. They're like cockroaches.
Make them go to your next door neighbor.
Unfortunately, that's a little bit of it. But, you know, dogs. Dogs make noise. Dogs will, you know, even if it's a little dog that makes noise, if it doesn't scare them away, it's at least going to alert you that something is going wrong. So, you know, I love my Doberman. I can't wait to finish fencing my property so I can get another one. But, you know, dogs are a great deterrent. Think about those things that will deter somebody from wanting to come to your home and take your stuff. If you have priceless family heirlooms, I really encourage you to get a safe. To lock those up and make sure that safe is, you know, bolted to the foundation. Otherwise, they'll take the whole safe. So, you know, just we have to start getting in that crime prevention mindset because there is an element in this community that most of them are stealing things to get their methamphetamine and their drugs and other things to solve their addiction problems. But, you know, we need to be mindful of the fact that element is in our community and protect ourselves from it.
One of the questions that just came in before we go for our break here is if the police station was inspected, would it be condemned?
I don't know. I'm not a building inspector.
don't encourage anybody to come and complicate the matter by filing a guy. The ACLU will be down on it, we'll go.
You know,
oh,
if you arrest
no.
me and you take me into a dangerous building, I get lead in my system. Wait a minute here.
Well, the one thing I don't want to do is, and I've been very cautious about this, is we don't want to rush the issue to where we get shoved into some place that's as big a problem as we're in right now. We need to find a solution that fits for the long term, so we're not doing this. You know, every 4 or 5 years having to try to find a new location.
Make a really good decision and follow through with it. But, yeah.
One of our listeners and chat room participants, Sungo, was really big into the volunteers before for the police department, you know, several years back. She has just said thing after thing in here. They're just really good ideas and some of the things that they had before. And Sungo, I would urge you to call Chief Paletti and tell him because she was in charge of the volunteer program.
Call me, please.
Yeah, please call him at
225-4211.
And the other thing is, do RPD officers still attend conferences for crime prevention by environmental design?
Yes.
There you go. So she knew about that.
Well, there's a lot. And if you look on the Reading Police website, below, right on the front page below my picture, there's a Beat the Burglar flyer. You can print that off. It gives, you know, basic crime prevention tips for your home, your car, your business. We want to make sure that people are starting to look at that. You know, what can I do to make myself less likely to be a victim? We have seen, you know, in the last couple of weeks, some of our you know, criminals that are trying to victimize now the person rather than just the property. So people need to be aware of what their surroundings are. And, you know, that guy's in jail now. We've been doing we're averaging about 21 arrests a day, which is phenomenal. The hard work that's being done by the officers that we have is great. And, you know, when those people do commit those violent crimes, the Reading Police Department is very good about getting them in custody quickly. But, you know, I want to make sure that people are vigilant and paying attention to their surroundings and don't, you know, make themselves that easy victim.
I want.
After the break, you can ask that question. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill or around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning, September the 13th. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Please, please tune into that. She's got Judy Norton, is from the Waltons. And Mary, she played Mary Ellen, and she's going to be on tonight, but also Lisa Jeter from the Jeter Construction, but they just bought the Need to Speed area down there. They're going to make a real nice amusement area down there, you know, for kids and family. Right down here, right downtown, so that's great. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and, of course, I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning, and what happened in the last 2 hours?
You know what? It just goes like this every day. People say, what can you talk about for 2 hours every day? And I said, well, as long as the Obama administration is in here, as long as we have Jerry Brown here, and in the middle we have crazy, you know, and there's crazy Republicans in there someplace, and of course always the Middle East. So it's something to talk about all the time.
Absolutely is, and you know, one of the things I want to talk about is the police chief and the relationship between all of the police agencies in Shasta County, and what a great place this is to live because of that. Because you talked about your efforts and how they interplay with what Sheriff Bezenko is doing, and the new police chief down in Anderson that we had on a while back, Mike Johnson. And I think the citizens are well protected by the fact that these people are talking to each other, trying to solve the issues countywide. Speaks well for the community.
Yeah, you know, I talk to Tom or Sheriff Bezenko on a daily basis. He's been very, very supportive of me in this first year of me being the chief, and you know, we talk about strategy on, you know, how can we manage the limited jail bed space that we have, and how can we manage the contract jail bed space, and who should go where. And Sheriff Pasenko is very responsive. I think he's doing a great job in trying to, you know, find the best that we have with the resources that we have. Mike Johnson coming into Anderson is just a great addition to the team. He's a really nice guy. He came out to the house for dinner the other night. He's a really, really good guy. I'm really glad that he's here. And you know, we have a monthly Chief's Breakfast where all of us get together with CHP and us and the Sheriff's Department in Anderson, the Marshal's Office, and we all get together and talk about what's going on and strategies and ideas and things that we can do to make things better. And that's a really good relationship that I don't see ever changing. One thing that I do want to mention today, at 12:30, the Director of the Office of Traffic Safety, Chris Murphy, is coming up to Reading to present a state award to Officer Jacob Provincio for the work that he does with DUI enforcement in the city. So it's going to be at the Reading Police Department. Anyone that wants to come down and congratulate Jacob Provincio, he did over 200 DUI arrests last year, and that is a big benefit to the safety of the drivers in this in the city of Reading.
You know what? Congratulations to him. DUIs, no, get them off the streets. You know, and people, oh, guys, look at these DUI checkpoints. Well, you know what? Don't drink. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, a lot of the purpose of a DUI checkpoint isn't necessarily to find the DUI driver. It's there to educate the public and to let people know of the dangers of driving under the influence. And you know, that strikes really close to home with me because my wife and daughter were crashed into by a guy that was three times the legal limit. And, you know, I've done, as a traffic officer, a lot of investigations, and most of those fatalities involved alcohol. So it's a very important subject to me.
So keep talking just for a minute, you and Trish.
I think that the DUI thing, generally speaking, if they just go out and kill themselves, that would be one thing, but they don't. They take innocent victims with them over and over again. And it, like you said, it's usually somebody that's a three-time, shouldn't be on the street. There's got to be a way to just stop them cold.
There you go. Okay, tomorrow I think we've got Barry Tippin coming in tomorrow, Assistant City Manager. We want to talk a little bit more about REU and some of the things that are going on. Thanks so much for being with us today. Linda's tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. Trish, thank you.
We've had just a great time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
And Chief, thank you for what you do and all your people. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. An apology from one Middle East leader and criticism from the U.S. government after the storming of another American diplomatic compound. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Washington.
The president of Yemen is offering a personal apology to President Obama for the rioting outside the U.S. embassy in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. Now, many of the protests in the whole Middle East region are said to be inspired by an anti-Muslim film produced last year in Los Angeles.
The United States government had absolutely nothing to do with this video.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. absolutely rejects that video, calling it disgusting and reprehensible, but she adds, the U.S. Constitution allows that kind of expression, no matter how hateful, Ron.
Rich, the presidential campaign is back in swing states. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
And expect strength or lack thereof in foreign policy to be a big part of presidential campaign stops in swing states today. And speaking right now in Fairfax, Virginia.